Back in February, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appointed Jane Hall Lute as a special coordinator to help curb sexual exploitation and abuse among UN troops. The most recent allegations of sex abuse received by the UN surfaced in March, with new victims identified in Bambari town in the CAR. In an effort to get a first-hand feel for the challenges people face in the field, Ms. Lute met with some of the women in the displaced camp, where she promised to get to the root of the problem.
It's not enough for us just to denounce these acts. We have to create the expectation of responsibility in every UN staff member, in every military member of a contingent. And we also have to create an environment where people can come forward when these behaviors have occurred, that they can levy allegations without fear, that they can get the emergency assistance that they need, and that justice, we can all see, mostly victims, but all of us can see that justice is done.
The UN estimates that 100 victims, many of them children, suffered rape and other forms of sexual abuse at the hands of armed groups, French soldiers, and UN peacekeepers from 2013 to 2015. Last year, the organization was shaken to the core when serious allegations of grievous misconduct surfaced. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon took the floor in August that year to address the Security Council to discuss what he called a cancer in the system that was doing grave harm to people the UN was meant to serve and protect. Ms. Lute said her aim was to create an environment where this type of behavior is not tolerated, and when it does, to ensure the organization responds rapidly. She met with some of the peacekeepers attached to MINUSCA, the UN mission in CAR, to discuss stronger measures against sexual exploitation and abuse. The Security Council initially authorized the deployment of African and French forces to CAR in order to stabilize the country and protect civilians during the peak of sectarian violence in 2013. Here's Jane Hall Lute again.
We all recognize the challenges here. This is a society and these are communities that are emerging from histories of violence, in some cases of the worst forms. The international community has been sent here to help. We have to make clear, not only with authorities, but with all of the people of the Central African Republic, what they can expect from us as international peacekeepers, as international humanitarians and aid bringers, that when we represent the UN, we represent the very best that humanity has to offer. And at the moment, these allegations reflect the worst we can imagine.
So far, 120 soldiers from the Republic of the Congo who were deployed to Bambari from September to December 2015 have been repatriated following an investigation, while others have been confined to barracks. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.